All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin on this show the informational portion.
Yo.
And this is where we will get actual information on what is going on after yet another big move by Howie Roseman. And the minute any big move happens, I'd say to Rhea, we need Baldy. Mm-hmm. Ryan Baldinger knows this stuff better than anybody. He breaks the tape down. Yep. It is always an honor to have on from Odyssey.com. Bri Baldinger. Hi, Bri.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, Bri. James Bradberry, good addition to the Eagles roster.
Great addition.
Ooh, tell me about him.
Well, you know, he was a Pro Bowl corner in 2020, and rightfully so. He was excellent with the Giants. Man coverage, zone coverage, ball skills, passes defensed. I mean, he was almost as good as any corner in the league in 2020. Now, the whole defense took a step back last year. He wasn't the cause of it. But look, Angelo, he's 28 years old. He plays every game. He plays a high percentage of snaps. He's very smart. He's very well coached. It's a big upgrade. I mean, they went through the draft. They didn't draft a corner. It was a position of need, and they were able to get it. Now, you know, it always comes at a cost. Like, there'll be another move probably coming in order to make room for James Bradberry, whether it's salary reduction or something like that. So, you know, you have to look out for the reverberation that happens because of it. But the defense got better yesterday with that move.
All right. Tell me how you see the partnership with Slay on the other side.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, two veteran guys that really, I think they know each other. They respect each other. They played in a lot of big games, the two of them. I just think that they'll be able to really, I mean, I just feel like that position is really in good hands right now with two veteran guys that have seen the league, know the league. The Eagles do not have a difficult schedule. They don't see a lot of, you know, really top-flight quarterbacks this year. I mean, if I'm Slay right now and I'm Bradberry, I'm thinking, man, with the quarterbacks that we're going to face this year, that they better come up with at least 10 interceptions between the two of them.
Yeah, wow. That's a big number. Woo! I'll take that right now. Where do I sign? That sounds fantastic. All right, overall, generally speaking, because I want to stay on that defense for a minute, how is Howie done in fortifying the defense with some talent?
Well, I think he's done a good job. I mean, nobody can argue that Hassan Reddick wasn't a good signing. I mean, it's a very good signing. You bring in Jordan Davis, there'll be a role for Jordan. We'll find out, you know, just what he's like on third downs. But he's going to have a big role on the team. You know, Javon Hargrave showed what he was all about last year when he was healthy. He was the best defensive player on the team. Look, you can go out there and you can argue, and we'll see what N'Kobe Dean looks like and when he's healthy and how he contributes. I figure he's going to get on the field right away. But T.J. Edwards is a solid football player. Nobody wants to give him any credit, but he's a good player. You know, I think that they fortified it. You could question the safety position right now if you want to, but we'll find out. They drafted Kevon Wallace last year at Clemson. He didn't play. We'll see what kind of player he is, if he can step up, because they need safeties. Everybody does. Everybody's looking for him. But I think they're eight deep on the defensive line right now, and their cornerback position is solidified. So I think that they've done a good job of addressing some needs this offseason.
One other thing on the D. Do you see N'Kobe Dean making a contribution in his rookie year?
Yeah, I do. I don't know when it's going to happen because I don't know the medical part of it here, Angelo. I mean,
sure.
It's just I saw him start 15 games for Georgia, and he was their best defensive player on the team last year. So, I got to believe that he's – whatever the issue is that will get cleared up, whether it needs surgery, not need surgery. If they have to redshirt him for a year, they do. They're getting a good player at a good value. He was the 83rd pick in the draft. But I think that and he was a top 20 player in the draft. So they got good value one way or the other. But I think he's going to contribute this year.
All right, let me go to the other side of the ball for a second here, because now it seems like more than ever, Brian, the focus is going on to Hurts, because now he's got another good receiver in A.J. Brown. He's got a solid veteran offensive line. He's got a solid tight end. Do you see him being able to make the next step forward with better people around him?
He should.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know about the offensive line right now, you know? I mean, we got to see what Sam Model looks like. They let Nate Herbig walk out the door to the Jets. Nate was a really good football player, a really versatile player. We'll see, you know, what the offensive line looks like. I mean, you let Matt Pryor go. He's starting for the Indianapolis Colts. Guys that they really worked hard to develop. So we'll see, because the depth doesn't look great. We got to see if Sam Model is going to be healthy enough to step in there and play. Right guard. I know Lane Johnson needs a, you know, would like to have a really healthy veteran right guard. It's been a while since he's had a guy like that playing next to him. But all things say that, you know, Jalen should take a step up. He's got his best friend there at wide receiver. That can't be a bad thing. And A.J. Brown. And Devontae in his second year will be better than Devontae in his first year. And Dallas Goedert is a guy that I think they forget about sometimes, but I think he could be, you know, a top half tight end in this league. He's certainly an excellent target. So, you know, this is what it's all about right now is, can Jalen Hurts take a next step? Can he stay in the pocket? Can he read the defense? Can he deliver the ball with touch, with accuracy, the way you have to in this business to win games in the fourth quarter, where most of these games are won or lost? And a lot's going to be put on him, and you just can't do what he did against the New Orleans Saints and, you know, just run for first downs. You got to be able to throw it. They had a chance to beat the Giants up in New York last year. They couldn't finish the deal, and they lost a game that they should have won. So those are what he's looking at this year, and those are the moments of games where he's got to step up.
Brian, you have just annoyed me, and I can't believe this because I have nothing but respect for your analysis of offensive linemen. You are damn good when you're Sal. I don't even have Sayamalu in my starting lineup.
You don't like him. You never have.
I got Mailata. Next to him, I got Dickinson. I got Kelsey. Yep. I got Brooks, and I got Johnson. I think I got a phenomenal line, and behind him, I got the kid Juergens, who's learning to take over for Kelsey. You don't think I got enough there?
Well, I mean, is Brandon Brooks there?
Well, I'm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a valid thing to ask, since he's not there.
No, he's not. They're doing an injury settlement, aren't they?
He's not coming back at all?
He's retired.
Yeah. Oh, that isn't good. I didn't know that.
You're looking at probably Sua Peta.
Yeah.
If Sam Milo can't go. I mean, he had a serious foot injury last year. I mean, it was more than just a Liz Frank. And so, you know, I mean, it's just something to – he's over there right now at NovaCare. He's working out. He's with the team this offseason. But we got to see what Isaac looks like.
I mean, it's not as deep as I thought. You're right. It's not. Now I'm nervous again, Brian. I was feeling so great. But overall, here's the last thing, right? Over, under, still in one of the sports books is 8.5 for the Eagles win. This isn't over easily, right?
Easy. Look, I've never bet on a sporting event in my life, Angelo. But if somebody gave me money to bet on that over, then I would take the over.
You're lucky you're not here, Balding. I'd be giving you a hug right now. The over on 8.5. Brian, every time you're on, we learn. Thank you, my good friend.
Okay. Thanks, Angelo.
Brian Baldinger. Al, look, I don't say this much either. Mm-hmm. And I don't represent, was it DraftKings?
FanDuel's got it at 8.5.
FanDuel.
Yeah.
FanDuel has not moved their number.
No.
Everyone else did.
It's very strange, isn't it?
They were moving it prior to yesterday, Bradbury.
Yeah. Well, when Irvin
went
off.
And everyone else moved it except FanDuel.
It's really...
Al, 8.5.
And there's free money, too. They're giving away the $1,000 for if it's your first time.
Al. Yeah.
So get you and your wife to sign up.
I don't
up.
Represent them. I wouldn't do that because I represent the great people at BetMGM and Borgata Sports. But my God.
Yeah.
That's 50-50. 8.5 is 8.5 and 8.5. Huh. That's, you know, it's
I'm
like
lost.
Eight. No, it's like 8.5 is exactly halfway between 17, right? 8.5 and 8.5 equals 17. That's the essence.
You can't win 8.5 games.
No, I can't. But I guess you could if a tie, right?
I don't know.
Could you tie?
No, what happens with what?
No, that's not wins.
8-8-1.
8-8-1 is a push.
You lose. It's at half.
No, you don't lose. You push.
What do you mean?
8-8-1 is a push. That's 8.5.
What?
8.5 is
8-8-1. No, it's wins.
No, 8-8-1, you push.
This argument is beyond all of our depth.
It's 8.5. It's not 8.
My head hurts.
8-8-1 is 8.5. I want my money back.
Well, I'm glad you don't have. I'm glad you don't have a website.
Is that tie half of a win?
No,
it's half of a win and half of a loss.
No, it's a tie. You have to win the game.
I still love the bet.
What the hell?
I still
there are people driving off the road now.
In my experience of watching these games,
who's on first?
Al, this is the best bet I've ever heard in my life.
That's what scares me.
It's me too, because I'm going, well, then something's going to go wrong. But then I go, all right, good, you're going to get your quarterback hurt. Minshew's getting me 10. I'm getting 10 with Minshew, 11 with Hurts. How's that? 10 with Minshew, 11 with Hurts. Marcus Hayes, correct? 10 with Minshew.
I'd flip it.
Oh, wow, he loves Minshew. All right, either way, I'm over 8.5. Come on. Farrah knows this. Farrah.
That's the new math.
Farrah, you with me? They're going to win more than 8.5 games, aren't they?
So confused.
I had a song about the Phillies.
No, I need your answer on the Eagles and 8.5 wins.
Yes.
Thank you, Farrah. Farrah, what song have you put together for us on the Phillies?
Morning, Angelo and Radio Troop. I am here with a song about the Phillies with Harry Revelle from the Gloucester City String Band. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
We won. We won. The Phillies won yesterday. We caught the ball. We threw the ball exactly the right way. We won. We won. The Phillies won the game. We made the stops and caught the pops in every single way. We won. We won. And all I can say, you ask me how I know we won, because I watched the game. Go, Phil!
Wow. Farrah. That's next level for you, Farrah. Farrah, that was awesome. Farrah, that was awesome. And I like that you brought a string band guy in to make it even better. You're awesome, Farrah. Farrah,
they say we're
you,
like
sweetie.
Everybody else.
Thank you, Farrah.
You're not now, getting there. Try that on the radio dial.
A curious little sidelight. You, Douglas, happened to be poking his head in during that. And he looked at me like, what the hell's happening to this show? This kind of crap that wasn't around when I did this show.
He misses it.
Yeah.
And if he needs, during this break, I'm going to go to you, Douglas, who's doing his Atlanta work today from here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give him Farrah's number. Maybe Farrah could do some Atlanta songs,
little,
too.
Little trivia about that song.
Yes.
The tune was a hymn called He Lives.
What is that?
He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
Oh, see, I thought it was the Nantucket song.
You ask me how I know he
all
lives.
Right.
He
first
lives
of all,
my heart.
Now we have all decided you are way too smart for this show, too. 215.
My dad was a preacher.
Oh, wow.
I would have never known that was a hymn. I thought it was an original melody created by Farrah.
No.
215.
No, I missed that. I went to Catholic
when
school.
We return, somebody's on the hot seat. We'll find out when we come back. Then Rhys Hoskins.
Yes.
And we've got the little boy that caught his home
teenager,
run ball.
14. Don't call him a little boy. He's
little
a teenager.
Finn will be on with us to talk about catching a ball. WIP Sports Time 9:16. All right, welcome back. Whole bunch to do, Rhea. What do you got in there?
So
something
very interesting. Cindy just texted me. Scott Fransky, for the first time ever today, will be calling the game on TV.
TV?
Yes, because Tom McCarthy's daughter is graduating from college.
Whoa.
And Pat McCarthy is going to handle the radio call.
How wild is that? I have never heard Fransky do television. That's a different way to do it, Al. Yeah. You have to do it. You know, talk is
a little different.
Marcus has talk is,
so what? This spring training, he did it as well.
Oh. He did.
Okay, this is the first time he's done it for
regular.
Real.
Yeah.
And I've known Scott since the day he got here.
Yeah.
I've never seen him so nervous.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he
he
knocked it out of the park. He was great. It was the same thing. It was McCarthy's kid. McCarthy's kid did the radio, I think.
Yeah.
And Scott just knocked it out of the park.
He did.
He was great.
No, he's awesome.
But he will probably right now. He's tense.
We'll
all be watching. I hope you do okay, Scott. All right. Anyway, Ava Graham, do you have a hot seat this morning?
I do, and I'm sitting next to him. Today, Marcus Hayes is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. Our own Marcus Hayes put out an article in the Inquirer titled, "Fire Doc Rivers? Don't be ridiculous." He was, in fact, terrific for the Sixers. He just hurt your feelings.
I think I do a terrific job.
You just do some of this to annoy people.
Just you.
No, 93% of our listeners agree.
If that's how anyone feels, write it.
Who's responsible for your star player getting hurt?
I disagree. Absolutely not. The reason they had the lead is because the star player scored 10 of the last 14 points.
Shouldn't have been in there.
Tell them, Maria.
There was a stat, something around 4,900-0 when a team is leading by plus 25 more points. They've won the game. He shouldn't have been in there.
Boom, Marcus.
Okay, so everybody comes out when? When do you take them out?
6.5 minutes.
Six and a half minutes, you take everybody out.
I would have.
Okay, fine. That's great. You might not win that game.
Because that same coach has blown leads of 25 or more.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
You can't have it both ways. You can't criticize him as a bad coach for retaining.
You can't say he's a good coach.
I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't think the blown leads are his responsibility either.
What about his bad attitude?
About the way he treated the media, how he dogged you guys?
Including me. Yeah, if you read the column, I say he got me too. So what? Grow up.
I say it slow so we can all pick it up.
And I quote, "Regrettably, Rivers also occasionally stoops to condescension, a petty indulgence unworthy of his noble character."
Huh?
Oh, please.
Noble character.
Oh, my God.
That's good, Ava. I think we got him.
That was enjoyable.
It was fun, and I would like to confess that when I said 6.5 minutes, I would have taken him out. I pulled that number right out of my rear end. I had no actual number. No. I was called, and in the moment, I just panicked and blurted something. Let's go to Will of God right now, because he is back, Al. He had his phone muted. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angelo?
Well, I'm right up against it here. I need you to tell me what you need to say today, right now.
All right, well, first of all, I'm about to say shout out to those daggone brothers down in South Jersey.
All right, now focus on no shout outs today. Focus on content. What content are you providing today, Will?
All right, well, I'm going to give you a poem, of course.
Well, then give it right now. Let's hear the poem.
All right. People that's listening to WIP, get ready. Imagine me changing the game and showing you what I really am.
Do the poem.
It's called My Philosophy. It goes, people look and say a piece of their minds, not knowing the facts or even knowing the time. Gossip is a fact that it must be dealt with, not nonchalant or even dull of it. It must come pure and straight from your heart, not something petty that can be pulled apart. There once was a time you said a straight-faced lie. You try to fix it with the truth, but you ask the Lord just why. Why can this all be happening to me? Well, this is just the beginning of my philosophy. War's on the rise. There's a dozen every day. Not only just by nations, but by beings in dismay. Humans come and go. Alliance can be ceased. A wrath for hell can venture, but heaven brings back peace. Skeptical as it seems, one day it could be true. Or is it this dream? I'll break it down for you. Our children's growing older, day by day it seems. They're blessing many people. My philosophy's a dream.
It's beautiful.
Will, see right through it.
Will, you're phenomenal. No, he's not see right through it. Will, that was beautiful. Will, that was beautiful. Thank you for that. That was a nice thing to share. Ladies and gentlemen, last night something exciting happened. Al, the ball's dead now. Hosmer hit the tar out of one, and it died at the warning track.
Yeah.
Earlier in the game, Rhys Hoskins was up, and here's what happened. Mm-hmm.
Rhys Hoskins will lead it off against Blake Snell, and he blasts it down the left field line, and that one's going to go. And in a hurry. A homer for Hoskins. It's his seventh.
Al, it bounced right near the past the foul pole, and then it started bouncing around until it landed in the hands of Finn, who is on the line right now. Hi, Finn. How are you today?
Good.
Finn, tell me what happened when Hoskins hit the ball. You were in left field. Tell me what happened.
So I was in left field in the front row. He hit the ball, and I stood up. I'm like, that's coming right for me. And it went four rows over my head. I said, darn, that's unfortunate. And then it bounced up in the air, and I took my hands off my head, and I got ready, and it bounced over the four rows, over my mom's head, onto my little sister's lap in the row behind me, onto the ground, and I picked it up off the ground, and I put it up in the air, and I got a bunch of high fives, and I was all smiles from there on.
Wow. How old are you, Finn?
I'm 14 years old and in eighth grade.
Is that the first time you ever got near a ball?
Well, our past games, we've always been in foul territory, so this is the first time I've ever gotten close to a fair baseball.
Oh, what's it like? Tell us how exciting it is for you.
Oh, I was ecstatic. We've been watching Reese Hoskins since he was in Double A. I mean, we've went to some of his Reading Phillies games, so I was excited.
Oh, it's great. Now, the ball itself, you have the ball. It's not your sister's because it landed on her for a minute. It's your ball, right, Finn?
It is my ball.
All right, because here's the thing that's kind of weird. Because this all happened, and we had booked Reese Hoskins, and he's coming on in a second. Would you like to say hi to Reese because you have his home run ball?
I would.
All right, is that your mom, Finn?
That is my mom, yeah.
All right, hold on. Hi, how you doing? Hold on for a second. I want Reese to hear this because Reese, I'm sure, is very excited himself. Reese Hoskins is with us right now. Hi, Reese.
What's up, guys?
Reese, I got on the line, the 14-year-old boy that caught your home run ball last night. Could you just say hello to him? It was a big thrill for the young kid.
Hey, buddy, what's up, dude? That's a heck of a catch, man. I hit it pretty hard.
Yes, you did. Finn, yeah. Congratulations on having the ball. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
All right, Finn, thanks for coming out with us, okay?
Yeah.
All right, very very nice. All right, I don't know how to do this. Hold on. Joe, help me out here because I got two people on once. All right, here we go. Reese, thank you so much for coming out with us today. How you doing?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I'm all good here trying to win a series today.
All right. Now, Reese, there's a couple of things I need to talk to you about. First of all, you are offering a great opportunity for people to take both you and the Fanatic to school. Could you tell us what this thing is and who it's going to benefit?
Yeah, it's one of the fantastic auction items that Philly Charities puts out. I've done it in the past, and I've had a lot of fun with each school I've gotten to go to. Either, you know, being a part of an assembly of some sort, or we've done a couple of reading some children's books and acting that out, which the kids love, and we have a lot of fun with it. So it's a great item. It's a lot of fun, and I get to go back to school for a day. Why not?
All right, but I'm here. You do this with the Fanatic, Reese, is that right?
Yeah, me and the Fanatic, we got a good acting duo going, so we'll try to keep that going.
No, but here's the problem I see. The Fanatic might upstage Reese Hoskins. If these are little kids, aren't they thrilled to see the Fanatic too?
Yeah, no doubt. He always steals the show, let's just be honest. And that's all right. That's all right. We'll have fun regardless.
All right, listen, you got to go to Phillies.com to view all the auction items. They're phenomenal. And this, I can't imagine how exciting this is. It ends on May 27th at 7 p.m. Please, or it goes to great causes. And Reese, this takes you back to when you were a kid. When did you start playing baseball, and did you love it right from the beginning?
Yeah, I did. I grew up, you know, in Northern California, and my first memories of baseball are just watching it with my dad. We lived close to a local high school as well, so we would go out there. But I basically was playing as soon as I could, you know, walk, play T-ball, and then always loved it. Kept on doing it.
And you love it today, too, right? Still love it.
Of course. Of course.
All right, Reese, then tell me what it feels like to hit a home run like you did last night. What's that like?
Well, I'll just say all of them feel great, man. It's we obviously work hard, you know, in the off season to get ready for the season, and then we put a lot of work during in spring training. It's nice to barrel up a ball. I can think back to being a little kid and wondering what it was like just to be in a big league stadium, let alone hit a home run. So awesome.
It is really an amazing thing to watch. Is it harder to hit it out this year? Is the ball different, Reese?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that some balls that I've felt throughout this year. I've just been they felt different each time, which I'm not sure if it's necessarily different from years past. We'll see once the weather starts to warm up here, like it is, the ball continues to or starts to act differently a little bit. Then maybe it's something that we continue to talk about.
Reese, I'm sure when you were a kid, Little League, and after that, you were not a leadoff hitter. And you were it again last night. Is that an adjustment for you? Tell me what that's like to lead off.
I actually did lead off a little bit. I was a little bit smaller, a little bit quicker in my young age. But I think really the only difference is that it's just that first at bat, right? After that, you're really just taking your at bat within the flow of the game. Everybody that I've talked to is basically giving me the same advice, in that regardless if it's the first pitch of the game or not, just take your at bat like you normally would. If it's something that you're looking for, go ahead and swing. There's no reason to take your at bat differently. So that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, here's the thing. It makes sense now, especially in this current way they play baseball, because you, regardless of a batting average, you always have a great on-base percentage. How did you develop such a good eye to know a ball from a strike?
It was obviously a huge emphasis within the development of the minor leagues and the people that I was around in the minor leagues helping me get to the big leagues. Strike zone discipline and strike zone awareness is something that was preached basically since I got drafted. But I think it goes back to college when there's a lot of time spent on a machine, seeing different breaking ball pitches, really trying to hone in on an approach that allowed me to see the ball just a little bit longer. And all that started in college and just kind of continued on. I had success in college and in the minor league, so I kept it going once I got to the big leagues.
I get the sense that it's more an emphasis now than ever, that on-base percentage is really even more important now than batting average. Is it now most valuable to have that eye to get on base as much as you do?
Well, I think guys being on base leads to runs, and the more runs that you score, the better chance you got to win the game. I think especially at the top of the lineup, with some of the hitters that we get to put in the middle of the lineup, you need as many guys on base to give those guys opportunities to drive in runs, because they do it with the best of them in the league. Getting on base is extremely valuable. Increases your chance of winning.
I think you actually face as many or more pitches than anybody else in the big leagues, and it's a testament to your ability to identify strikes from balls. It's a great thing to have. What's the best thing about being a Major League Baseball player?
I get to play a game that I grew up playing in my backyard, day in and day out. It's a grind, and it's definitely a love-hate relationship, but at the end of the day, I get to go to some of the coolest, baseball parks around the country, and I get to play a game, something that we always got to keep perspective on. It's pretty cool.
When you're running out on the field, do you say to yourself, I can't believe it, I get to do this for a living? Do you feel blessed? You do, huh?
Yeah, I always try to take a look up and around the stadium just to kind of take it all in right before first pitch, so pretty cool reminder.
Wow, you do that all the time. That's awesome to hear. What's the worst thing?
Hard to pick, right? the travel can get a lot, but we travel, we travel obviously pretty comfortably. But just being away from the people that you love and something that obviously takes up a lot of your time and within the summer, and sometimes you get to miss out on things, but that's part of it.
Final thing, Reese, I'm just really curious. This season has been some real highs and some real lows. Give me your take on the Phillies right now going into this afternoon game with a chance to get back to .500 again.
Yeah, I think, we spent this first 6 weeks of the season kind of trying to figure each other out a little bit. We've definitely seen at times what the offense can look like when we seem to click or have a couple guys really going at the same time. I think our pitching is getting really strong. You can tell these guys are starting to crispen up, and stuff is getting back to what we've seen it before. And our bullpen is going to be okay. I think we got some elite stuff out there, and I think at the end of the day, over a long season, the elite stuff usually shows itself. So I think we're starting to find our footing, starting to learn each other a little bit. should be an exciting rest of the summer.
All right, you kids out there, what a chance you're going to have. You're going to take Reese Hoskins and the Philly Fanatic to school. The bidding ends on May 27th at 7 p.m. Go to phillies.com. Reese, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, a real gentleman. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Go Phillies.
Reese Hoskins. Thank you, Reese. They're going to. Reese is focused on winning it, Al. They want to win a series.
Well, that'd be nice to come back.
Padres are a good team.
Yeah.
It's a good game. And Scott Fransky will be doing the TV call of it. And our inside sources say he's very nervous.
And he will be on the show tomorrow at 8:25.
He already has agreed to this.
Yep, Cindy got him for it.
Hopefully by then he's not that nervous. 215-592. What do you got, Marcus?
When we talked to Reese Hoskins, I think, at length for the first time at spring training,
yeah,
he finished the interview like this. He says, "It's great to have you guys back in here."
Wow, really?
Yeah.
He's such a classy guy.
Well,
isn't he?
He understands the responsibility that they have to represent the team and themselves, and he takes it very seriously. He's as professional with us as he is with everything else.
And he's a tremendous spokesman for all athletes. He's really great at what he does. 215-592-9494. We come back. It's all you to the end of the show. Get on now. I'll give them what we got so far. People with a New York connection like James Bradbury. What do we got, Al?
Wilt, Larry Brown, James Harden, Jaws, Marvin Harrison, Earl the Pearl, Spike Eskin, Dr. J, Howie Roseman, Donovan McNabb, Sylvester Stallone, and Tug McGraw.
Four prizes. Marcus Hayes is your judge. Jump on now. 215-592-9494. All right, as promised, it's all callers right now, Al, and I was praying that this would happen today. Our next caller is Lamont, the Cowboy fan. Hi, Lamont.
Hey, good morning, Angelo and team. How you doing, Angelo?
Lamont, James Bradbury is now an Eagle. Your reaction, please.
I don't know, Angelo. Hey, listen, Angelo, I don't think the Giants will give up a good player to get to the Eagles.
That's very well thought out. Lamont, if you don't mind, if you would indulge me for a moment, I would like to play something for you from the biggest Cowboy fan in the media, Mr. Yeah. Skip Bayless of Fox Sports. I would like you to hear what he said about the Philadelphia Eagles. Listen closely.
I hate to tell you this because I hate to tell myself this. It is going to be fly, Eagles, fly. It's going to be cry, Cowboys, cry, because look what the Eagles get to open up. Can somebody open up the Eagles schedule and tell me they're not going to go 8-1 to start?
Not in. What do you think, Lamont?
As though it's not going to happen. As
Lamont. I think he was saying that the Cowboys are bad. Oh, it's going to be bad, Lamont. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, Ed Love. Yeah. What was Skip drinking that day before he made that comment?
Skip was looking at the additions made to the Eagles roster while the Cowboys did nothing, Lamont. Nothing.
Unbelievable, Angelo. I'm telling you. We didn't do nothing, Angelo, but I think we have a better team than you guys.
You do. Hold on. Marcus Hayes is here. Marcus, who has a better team, the Eagles or the Cowboys? Well, I need his mic on. We keep forgetting. Yes.
Hey, Lamont, I agree with you. Last year the Cowboys had more talent, but this year I think the Eagles got them.
Oh, that's bad, Lamont. Oh, okay. That's bad. Hey. Oh, you're a loser.
Hey,
Lamont. You're a
Angelo,
loser.
Angelo, it's going to be tough, Angelo, this year. I told you that
earlier. Lamont,
go
to hell. Let's go to Doug
that's
next.
Not right.
Hi, Doug. Good morning. Angelo. You're on 94 WIP. Doug, are you there?
Mm-mm.
Doug is not there. All right. I'll try Anthony next from Mantua. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind, pal?
So just a quick point. I wanted to ask, it's going to be a little weird when you retire because I get asked all the time if I'm related to you because we share the same last name. So
really? Are you also extremely handsome for your age?
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm a handsome Italian for myself.
Well, then if they're comparing you to me, you should file a slander lawsuit.
All right, I will do.
All right, what do you think on Hurts, Ant? You were calling about Jalen. You think he's up to it?
I do. I wanted to bring up like the amount of yardage I think he's going to put up this year.
Okay.
You know, I think, hopefully I'm right, but I think he could put up like 4,200 to 4,500 all-purpose yards. You know,
Ooh.
Throwing and running.
Wow.
I think with A.J. Brown being on the team, second year for Devontae Smith. I think he's just got this swagger, and I think that the Birds are going to really do something this year.
I have the same feeling, Anthony, but it makes Al just said it. It makes me nervous when
the
experts
good.
Are still not that convinced. Like the books are still at 8.5 or 9.5. And that's barely over 500. And I look at the Eagles' schedule and I go, if they're on 11 wins in there, I can't believe it. These teams are terrible. They're playing. They should be 4-0 unless Nick Sirianni doesn't get them ready. And that's my emphasis now. Be ready from the beginning to knock people's heads off. I want to win from day one.
You know that that one game, the one practice they're having with Miami?
Yeah.
Marcus, I believe it's in Miami.
Correct.
On August 27th.
Hot.
It'll be nice and pleasant down there.
That ought to be real, real hot.
Not a good idea.
It'll be close.
Anthony, I got to have right this second a New York connection.
I don't know if it's like too much of a New York connection, but I think she did like Broadway. I don't know if anybody said it. Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly, absolutely. She worked in New York in Broadway, and she was our own and maybe the most beautiful woman ever.
She was in the stage stuff, too?
You have no idea. You're just making that up.
Grace, I have read two books about Grace Kelly.
I know she did movies, but I didn't
Grace
know.
Kelly, books about Grace Kelly?
I have read two separate books about Grace Kelly.
That's like half your total book reading ever.
All right, shut up. I'm highly well read. So I'm just glad you didn't write one because I wouldn't read it.
Like she was in like Phantom of the Opera.
Right, hold on. I got a sad moment here. Let me bring on Jeremy from Violent. He's a Giants fan. Jeremy, how do you feel today, pal?
To be honest with you, I feel kind of good because Bradbury, they were smoking his boots last year. He didn't do too good, and I feel that we paid him way too much to be giving up as many touchdowns and yards as he did last year. So,
good. You probably got a really good guy to replace him, right, Jeremy?
We got a young kid at a out of college from LSU. Hopefully he can step up. He's more of like a slot corner.
Oh, slot corner would be excellent. He'll take over for Bradbury. He'll do a great job with that. Yeah. I think you're going to be this year, Jeremy, if everything breaks right for you, you could even win like 4 games. That would be awesome. How great would that be? Yeah, you could win 4, maybe 5. You know, if things break just right. That's awesome. Jeremy, do you have a New York connection?
Yeah, I want to say the pitcher for the Phillies. I'm not sure if you have said already. Wheeler?
Yep, you got him.
Yep, Zach Wheeler is a very good one. Wow.
By the way, I think he's back.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire. New York connection, Richie.
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa, good one. Bobby, New York connection. Bobby, New York connection.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the first time caller.
All right. I only have time for your guest.
Ron Jaworski.
Who? Ron Jaworski?
Ron Jaworski.
Ron Jaworski? No,
he already got names.
Richie already was on. Vince, what do you got?
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza, good one. Ooh, the good ones are coming in late today. Tough for the judge. Mike, I need a New York connection.
Stanley Cup winning goalie Michael Richter.
Whoa, Mike Richter out, Flower Town.
Yep.
All right. Do you need a moment here? I can hum if you need it there, Marcus.
Ooh, we got to come up with four of them.
Four.
To your dream.
You ready? Let's go. Number four gets a Phillies, a Reese Hopkins t-shirt, courtesy of New Era Phillies team store at Citizens Bank Park.
Mike Piazza.
Number three gets a pair of tickets to see the Phillies take on the San Diego Padres on May 19th. I believe that's May 19th is today at 1:05. For tickets, go to phillies.com.
Mike Richter.
This is my quest.
Number two, pair of tickets to see Bill Burr's slight return tour. That's on Friday, September 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Go to wellsfargocenterphilly.com.
The Pearl.
To follow that stone.
And number one gets a Jason Kelce. This is awesome. Signed football. Still time to join the Philadelphia Eagles for the 5th annual Eagles Autism Challenge on Saturday. Register now at eaglesautismchallenge.org, and registration is free with code name Angelo22.
Julius Dr. J. Irving from Roosevelt.
Oh, he went for Doc. the good doc, not a bad doc. Today it's all doc for Marcus. Loves every doctor. All right, anyway, Ava Grive, it's time to do a wrap.
Yes, now we did have Reese Hoskins on earlier, and you can bid on his auction item for the Phillies Fantastic Auction. It is at WIP Morning Show Twitter and on Facebook, so you can bid on that item there. I have Quizzo tonight, hosting Quizzo 6 p.m. at Union Street Pub in Wilmington. Come play, win surprises, all that good stuff. Line of the day. Now, it's like not so much a line as it ends up being a sound. It's an impersonation, Angelo, that you do.
Thank you very much. If 95% say he didn't do a terrific job, Marcus, would that make you think twice about your take on this?
Have we met?
I actually had another one.
No, that's all right. They were both good. I will reenact my Doc Rivers impersonation out because, frankly, it's better than Conklin's.
Mm-hmm.
Should I choke slower for you?
All right. Okay. Enough. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want. Let Armin Chevrolet make your search easy. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Do you think Doc Rivers did a terrific job coaching the Sixers this season? 92% say no.
And that will sway the future writings of Marcus
Hayes.
Yeah,
right.
Right, Marcus?
All I'm saying is you said it would be 95. I'm 3% better than the projection.
Studio assistants Ava Grave and Kyle Quinn. A special thank you to Marcus Hayes in studio. Our producer, Joseph A. Wexler Jr. Now listen up. Joe DiCaprio and John Ritchie are going to be broadcasting live from Citizens Bank Park in the brand new WIP broadcast booth right on the concourse. They invite you to drop by and say hi.
Anything
I'm just
you want.
Reading what
you
it
don't
says.
Have to say hi.
They may say something worse
say
than
something
hi.
Else.
Yeah, exactly. Just you're on your own there, kids. How do we do tonight?